Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you come on board as we face the issues. We always look forward to your dialogue and discussion, your input, as some have called it, putting in your 2 cents worth. Well, we'd love to hear from you. We are talking about an issue today that I believe is vital for us to grasp, fathom, and understand as to what is taking place and what is the cause and what is the effect and where we're going. I'm calling it today, the Democrats against the Decalogue. The Democrats against the Decalogue. And for your edification, if you're not already familiar with that, the word Decalogue simply is talking about the Ten Commandments that God gave to the nation of Israel shortly after they had gotten out of bondage. We're going to be talking about that, the Ten Commandments today. What do the Democrats think about the Ten Commandments? How do they view it? Are they breaking any of the Ten Commandments? Or could we say they've broken all of the Ten Commandments? What would be the vital interest, what should be the vital interest of Christians in relationship to viewing the Democratic Socialist Marxist Communist Party, Joe Biden, the illegally seated president at the helm? How should we view that? What should we do? How should we respond to it? Where is it going? What will God do in relationship there? 1,000 questions we could ask in relationship to the subject today, but we'd love to have your input, dialogue, and discussion. Let me invite your telephone call, 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, how can America expect to survive if we've forgotten God? How can we as a nation expect God to provide his blessings, protections, provisions, if we've abandoned his word and his requirements according to the word of God? How could we do that? Why is it we're finding that it seems that everything is turned upside down? Everything that's right seems to be wrong. Everything that's wrong seems to be right. What do you think is causing that? Where are we going as a nation? Ladies and gentlemen, you can go back to world history, go back to biblical history, and you'll find that no nation has ever gotten higher morally, ethically, biblically, theologically, doctrinally, or any other category than the political and spiritual leadership of that nation. As we see the spiritual leadership crumble, as we see the political leadership cave to the world standards and to the standards that are antithetical to the Word of God, we're seeing God's hand of provision being withdrawn, his protection being withdrawn. And I think that's what we're watching taking place today in America. We're going to talk about that. We invite your dialogue and discussion. Perhaps you have a differing opinion or a different focus or a different view. Love to hear from you. Perhaps you have a same view, but a little different nuance of it. We'd love to hear from you on this broadcast today. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. The truth book, as I call it. In fact, in John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And further, he makes a declaratory statement in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that endures forever, according to Psalms 117 and verse 2. May I commend it to you. I have said for many years that we need to look at everything that's taking place in the on the world scene, globally, nationally, locally, individually. We need to look at it through the prism of the Word of God. God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, according to Psalms 119. May I say to you that as we look at the Scripture, as a prism over what is happening, it gives us insight and understanding as to what God is doing and how we should respond to it. I'm talking about the truth book, the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, it was George Orwell, the secularist, that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's exactly what we see taking place today. This is the reason, if I can throw this little 2 cents worth in, this is the reason you find what is happening with Joe Biden and his documents that are classified, that's now popping up all over. Did that just happen? Why did it just happen? Why did it take so long? He's had those documents for some 6 years. Why hasn't there been a question about it? Why have we had silence from the agency that supposedly collects and archives those documents that were willing to have President Trump prosecuted, persecuted in his home at Mar-a-Lago raided, if those documents are just simply not that important, as some in the Democratic Socialist Marxist Party are claiming today? But ladies and gentlemen, it's because there's no such thing as truth. There's no such thing as a standard. This is the reason we're looking at the conversation today through the prism of the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments. What do they say? How do they relate to us? How do they relate to what we're seeing happening in our society today? It is a matter, ladies and gentlemen, that too many people are abandoning truth, jettisoning truth, refusing to acknowledge or embrace truth. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says most young Americans say there's no absolute truth. In fact, some 55% of the millennials simply say that each person determines their own version of truth. There's no centrality of truth. There's no nexus between the Bible and what is ultimate truth, according to 55% of the Americans today and what they're saying. Most young Americans, 55% of the millennial age group is 18 to 35-year-old age group, they're simply jettisoning anything that is called truth. And one of the things that is so frightening, this article, one of the latter paragraphs says, the loss of truth has grave consequences for any community, justice, a sense of purpose, and mental health. I'm not aware, this writer says, of any civilization that has abandoned the reality to the extent and yet survived. The good news is that Americans still hold out hope that each person can make a difference. If there was ever a time to stand for truth, this writer says, it is now. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I commend the writer on that statement. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus, that made a very powerful statement that is the nexus connecting to what we're talking about today. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And may I commend that to you today, that we as Christians, conservatives, as patriots, as Americans, we need to seek the truth. You won't find it on the Communist Network News. We need to listen to the truth. There's some that if you start telling them the truth, they'll bow up in the back, as I call it, get angry and bristled up and reject it because they're unwilling to hear anything but what they have determined is truth. We need to listen to the truth. We need to learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and live it. And ladies and gentlemen, here's the key. We need to be willing to defend the truth even to death. And that's my attempt each and every day on this broadcast, is to defend the truth based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. Tools for Tam's knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Tam is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. It's a 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag, flowing 24/7 over the campus of Tools for Tam. Find the flag and the flagpole, the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Tam. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Tam is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Tam is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in at Tools for Tam. Tools for Tam is closed on Sunday, allowing all of the family at Tools for Tam to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Tam, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Tam. ToolsForTam.com, ToolsForTam.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone lines are open, 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Love to have your dialogue and discussion today about the Ten Commandments, the Decalogue, and how the Biden administration, the bureaucrats in Washington, and literally I could say without any reservation, all of the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party and their position on what would be called the Ten Commandments, the Decalogue. I'm looking at it. It's the Exodus chapter 20 in your Bible. Exodus chapter 20 outlines the Ten Commandments, and we'll look at some of them in just a moment. For example, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land, which the Lord your God, thy God, giveth thee. Verse 13, thou shalt not kill. We'll talk about that and how the Democrats feel about the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not commit adultery. We'll talk about that and what the Democrats are doing that's contrary to that. Thou shalt not steal. We'll talk about that and what the Democrats are doing. We'll talk about the 16th verse of the ten, showing the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet, etc., etc., etc. Ladies and gentlemen, let me simply do this, the parenthetical footnote. It's an impossibility for any one of us to live by the Ten Commandments, or to adhere to and to follow and to keep all ten of the commandments. It's an impossibility. They were given to us as a result of what God has said, and yet as we look at the scripture in the New Testament, we find that we cannot live by the Ten Commandments. It is there to show us how we must depend on the grace of God, the mercy of God, through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a vast difference. I've talked with people who say, well, you know, I live by all the Ten Commandments. No, you don't. In fact, if a person says that, you need to start talking with them about lying. It's an impossibility to adhere to and to embrace all ten of the commandments. Now, I believe they're there. God placed them there. They're standard that we need to look at and recognize how far short we fall, save or except for the grace gift of eternal life through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to look at it today as a benchmark, as a measure, as a barometer of what we see taking place with the Biden cabal and those that are under his leadership, and the entire Nancy Pelosi, formerly led Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Democratic Party, and now with Jeffrey Naheem, I've forgotten his name, but he is the one that's leading on the part of the now removed Nancy Pelosi, but it's still going the same direction for the same people that's doing the leading. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have, as a nation, we've forgotten God. We've abandoned God. We have simply said that God and God's word has no authority in our lives. And the question is, how can a human being claim to be a Christian yet embrace, listen carefully, how can any human being embrace the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Party and their platform and still claim to be saved? It's an oxymoron. It's an impossibility. Why do I say this? On the basis of what we see taking place, the Biden administration and the immoral, unholy, unbiblical, ungodly policies they're putting into place today and have been for the past several years since the Democrats have been in charge. By the way, perhaps you're thinking, well, it's a new day. We are in control of the House with the Republican Party. Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. There'll be a lot of saber rattling. There'll be a lot of investigations. There'll be a lot of committees and subpoenas. But the Republican Party in the House does not have the authority to enforce any subpoena, because it must go through the Department of Justice. And Merrick Garland, the puppet that's in office, called the Attorney General, is simply a puppet for the Biden administration. He is a puppet for the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party. He will do nothing to enforce any law that is passed in the House by the Republicans. Now, I may be wrong, and I may be proven to be wrong in the future days and weeks and months, but I don't think so. I believe we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that we're in trouble as a nation. Just as Representative Jerry Nadler said just a few months back, when screaming at another House member because that House member was reading from the Bible and telling the House members what God's Word says about the Sodomite lifestyle and why it ought not to be inculcated in a bill that they were debating, Jerry Nadler said, "The Word of God has no place in the halls of Congress." Ladies and gentlemen, that says it all. That's where we are today as the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party and what is taking place. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. Ever since you threw out a fact that there's been over 148,000 preteens have had their bodies mutilated in the gender in the name of transgender, I thought about it, and I thought about it, and it greatly troubled me. And all of a sudden, it came to me that that was done in the name of misinformation. And Dr. Youngblood, I can't find anything that the Democrats do that's truthful. That seems to be their platform, is misinformation. They easily equal Germany during World War II with Goebbels, the minister of propaganda. That's
yes.
All they are, is propaganda and misinformation.
Misinformation and disinformation, and yet they wanted to set up a department of disinformation in the through the federal government. What they were claiming taking place was exactly what they were doing. In fact, Tom, you brought up a pertinent point. Everything the Democrats are claiming against the Republicans, everything Democrats have claimed against President Donald J. Trump, everything they say that the Republicans have done wrong, i.e. the Russiagate, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and the phony alleged phone call that President Trump had with the president of Ukraine at the time, they tried to impeach him on that. All of those things that they're claiming are those very things that they're doing. It's almost like the magician saying, "Don't pay attention to my right hand, just look at what the left hand is doing." That's exactly the Democratic Party's philosophy and attitude and what they've been doing.
Well, thank you so much for telling the truth, Dr. Youngblood. And I just thank God for this radio station, and I'll support it to either you go off the air or I die.
Well, thank you so much for that. It's very humbling to hear you make that statement. We're thankful for you and for your commitment, for your support. And may I take this moment to invite others to do the same. This broadcast is made available each and every day, and we do so speaking the truth in love, looking at every event that's taking place through the prism of the Word of God. But it takes the support of our listeners, Brother Tom, as you know, takes the support of our listeners to sustain the overhead and the cost to do so. We're about halfway point for those that are supporting the broadcast, about the halfway point of supporting us on a monthly basis. And so my invitation is for those that are listening, if it's a blessing, benefit, if it's an encouragement, if it is informative, enlightening, then support it. Go to FCBC@JAX.com. And go to the radio broadcast and see the donate button. Press the button. Whatever contribution you make can be a single contribution or monthly, could be set up on a monthly basis or just a one-time giving. But it's appreciated. We're thankful for it. And it supports what we do here each and every day. Tom, thank you so much for your blessing. Thank you for your input. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the Communist Party, I should call it, but the Democrats against the Decalogue. The Democrats against the Decalogue. I believe that's what we see taking place today. It is an in-your-face battle, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at an article that I believe is pertinent to the conversation. Democrats wage holy war on Christian Americans. The climate change cult, the anti-racism cult, the cult of wokeness, the LGBTQ cult, and its predators, offspring targeting American children, the transgender cult, the abortion cult, the cult of COVID, the cult of globalism, the TikTok cult. Every month the list grows. The right-thinking Americans attempting to make sense of a nation seemingly gone mad, it's becoming increasingly clear that the deranged and often demonic left-wing political and cultural movements currently capturing the minds of millions of Americans are nothing short of a full-fledged cult. The cult of abortion, for example, is compared by many to the ancient cult of Moloch. That's M-O-L-O-C-H. That was a false god that the people sacrificed their kids to because of the uncanny similarities between modern-day abortion and the ubiquitous practice of child sacrifice in the pagan world of old. In past millennia, sacrificing children to the demonic gods like Moloch and Baal was justified by the belief that the gods thus satisfied would reward the parents with greater prosperity and a better life. That's precisely the argument given for the legalization of abortion today. This article goes further and states this: thus it is behind everyone today's cult is an apocalyptic crisis that is fake, literally manufactured crisis. So the crisis of Americans, systemic racism, or near-term catastrophic climate change, of the war on women, on the war of women's reproductive freedom, and so on, are not real. They're left-wing manufactured crisis that to respond to, which is the creation of these revolutionary movements that amount to full-blown cults that's anti-Christian. Karl Marx, for example, whose idea lie at the core of much of today's demonic Democratic Party espouses, famously wrote that religion is the opium of the people, often translated as religion is the opiate of the masses. Even though Marx, a professed atheist, detested religion, he ironically was responsible for creating the ultimate false religion, which has indeed served as the opiate of the masses ever since Karl Marx. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a massive 5-page article, but it goes into different nuances of what's happening with the Socialist Marxist Communist Party called the Democrats and what they're doing in every one of their, quote, cults, climate change cult, anti-racism, etc., is a war against Christian America. It is a war against central biblicists. It's a war against the conservatives, against the church, against Christians across our nation today. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize what is taking place and understand, ladies and gentlemen, the direction in which it is taking us as a nation. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, as we look at what is taking place, God's Word records God's directions for us. God's Word gives us the directions for individuals. God's Word gives us the directions for nations. And may I say, history will prove that no people, listen, no people, no party, no nation will get any higher morally, ethically, and theologically, and societally than what you find taking place in the spiritual leadership and in the political leadership. There's a nexus there. You go back to the Old Testament and you'll find those that were the spiritual leadership were also, in many occasions, those that were leading the nation, what we would call politically. Ladies and gentlemen, our Bill of Rights are being ignored, rejected, and even dismantled. How can all this be possible in America? I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we can look at the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments, that God has given to us, set forth in His Word. It's guidelines for living. Guidelines for living. Ladies and gentlemen, you realize that every law, I say every law, the overwhelming majority of the laws that's on the books that will incarcerate a person for murder, that will incarcerate a person for going into a store and robbing, that will incarcerate a person for doing all manner of things, rape, robbery, mayhem, etc. All of those laws today are fountainheaded out of the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments. By the way, I've simply said for many, many years, if we will not obey 10 laws, how are we going to obey the thousands? Most are not aware of the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that every 12 months in America, with local city councils, with state legislative bodies, and with the national legislature, ladies and gentlemen, we add to the books about 250,000 new laws every 12 months. 250,000. And yet, there's not a recognition that America is safer when the government is shut down. They're concerned now about debt ceiling, that if we don't increase the debt ceiling, it'll shut down government. Ladies and gentlemen, that may be the best thing could happen to America, is to shut it down. I'm not excited about it. I'm not worried about it. I'm not concerned about it. Shut it down. At one time, there was no such thing as the legislative body staying in session year in and year out, going home for Christmas, going home for Easter, and staying in Washington making laws that many times the legislators do not have to live under themselves. It was simply as legislative decisions were needed that men of renown, men of old, would go to Washington, surrendering their time, talent, treasure, testimony, traveling at their expense to write the laws and then to go back home and live under them themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not happening today. What is happening today, ladies and gentlemen, is that we have the guidelines for living set forth in the scripture that we call the Ten Commandments. But, ladies and gentlemen, I believe the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party violated, broken, destroyed, eviscerated all 10 of our Ten Commandments. I believe we can look at them one at a time and analyze what's taking place in the laws that are passed and what the Democratic Party is doing. They've completely ignored. They thumbed their nose at God and God's Word. I want us to take a moment during this broadcast, several moments in fact, to look at some of the Ten Commandments, isolating them individually, and talking about them as to what is taking place in our nation today with the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party in leadership. Joe Biden, I believe, the Democratic Party and Joe Biden have simply ignored the Word of God. They have rejected the Word of God. And I go back to the statement by Jerry Nadler. When Jerry Nadler made the screaming statement to another legislator, says God's Word has no place in the halls of Congress. Precisely, Jerry Nadler's statement. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, even though it was coming out of the mouth of Jerry Nadler, I believe it was resoundingly true and visibly embraced by every member of the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party. And I go back to a fundamental question, ladies and gentlemen. How is it possible for an individual citizen to say, I'm saved, I'm a Christian, and yet embrace the title of being a Democrat? How is that possible? Perhaps you're a Democrat and you're listening to me. Call me and tell me how you can isolate that in your mind, embrace that in your heart, live with that in your life. How is it possible? What is it about the Word of God? If you claim to be a Christian, what is it about the Word of God that does not resonate with you, that it's an impossibility to say, I love the Lord, and yet loving the Word and disobeying the Word of God? Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we need to look at the Ten Commandments and see what the Scripture says. For example, in Exodus chapter 20, verse 13, thou shalt not kill is very, very clear. But ladies and gentlemen, recently there was a bill that the Republicans had introduced and debated on the floor. And the bill succinctly stated that if there's an attempted abortion and the baby survives, that baby needs to be taken to the hospital and helped to live and given medical care. I'm looking at a headline, 210 Democrats vote against a bill requiring medical care for babies born alive after an abortion. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll keep on talking about this after the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.